Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saw an interesting study that says that women are starting to take over an activity that used to be traditionally man's territory.
Okay.
Really? And that activity is stalking.
Huh?
Traditionally, men were far more likely to stalk an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And in fact, they passed a lot of stalking laws because of that.
Okay.
Now they say women are becoming increasingly likely to stalk a man after the relationship has gone sour.
I know. I in high school, I did that.
You stalked?
My girlfriend, I suspected something going on, and she broke up. And so I would drive by her house in my car.
Okay.
Yeah, just
that's all you did?
Yeah.
That's not stalking.
Okay.
That's kind of typical for breakups.
All right, yeah, because I was crushed at the time.
I think a lot of guys have at least driven by the house a few times.
You did it too, huh?
I've definitely done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Cato?
I've driven by the houses.
You've talked about this before on the show, and I believe you may have gone even further.
I don't understand what you mean.
I think maybe that you're the reason some of the laws were passed.
I disagree. I still had a key to her apartment. We were still married.
Uh-huh.
And I just went through her phone bills and hit redial on her phone and had some negatives developed at the one-hour photo at Walmart to get proof. And then I left my glasses there, my sunglasses. So that's how she knew I'd been coming in.
Yeah, that's smart though.
Yeah,
except for the sunglasses.
Oh,
part.
I could go in and out. She never knew I was there. I could move. I could search the whole place and never knew I was in there because it would all go back the way it was.
Okay, I rest my case.
Issues
about the stalking.
But we were married. The apartment was in my name. So
okay.
Wow.
Still sounds a little like stalking.
What are you talking about?
Start bragging about how she never even knew you were there.
She didn't.
Heidi, have you ever stalked?
No, but when he found me in his closet, we had a really good talk, and we ended it right then and there.
Okay.
So it wasn't like stalking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's okay. I got over it, so did he.
You hid in a guy's closet?
Yeah. But that, you know, we're friends. We're just friends now.
Wow.
Well...
Yeah, we stopped dating after that.
Wow.
How long ago was this, Heidi?
It was when I was much younger.
In college?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You know, and you learn things as you go.
I guess when you're younger, the stalking is more likely to take place.
What do you expect to find, though? Did he, like, did you...
Did he have another girlfriend?
No.
Was he cheating on me? Was he going out and totally ignoring me?
Did you crack the door open or were you like peeking out to see if he's doing anything? Or did he just come home and all of a sudden you had to hide somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh.
And okay. I ran in the closet.
Was he with another girl?
No, it was just him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I was going to tell you a story. A friend of mine had a chick stalk him, and I thought it was unusual, but apparently it's more common than I thought.
Wow.
Yeah, try hiding in the back seat of the car. That's even trickier.
Wow.
Was that the same guy or a different one?
Same one. Oh, yeah.
Well, no wonder he had that talk with you.
Yeah.
I had a friend. This was not long after we got out of college. He worked for a construction company. He was a foreman or something like that.
Yeah.
He dated this chick. And she stalked him for over a year after they broke up.
Wow.
She actually stole his car one night because she still had a key and left it abandoned at the bar where they met. That's how he knew she did it. She never got charged with that because they found the car and they couldn't prove anything, but it was at this bar where they met, mm-hmm. so that seemed yeah. suspicious. And then she ended up getting arrested because she showed up at the construction site one day and started yelling and screaming, ended up shooting one of those pneumatic air guns, the ones that nail the guns in.
Yeah.
She was shooting that at him.
A nail gun?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. She didn't apparently hit him, or they didn't stick, but she went nuts and started shooting that at him. So he ended up getting a restraining order against her at that point.
Yeah.
And I think she ended up with probation and a suspended sentence.
Wow.
But she was not allowed to come within like 100 yards of him, which is, I think, the range of the nail gun. So that may be how they arrived at that. Yeah. But Heidi, yours is right up there.
Oh, no, it was pleasant. It really wasn't confrontational at all.
Yeah.
I didn't get upset that he found me.
She didn't think about a nail gun.
She didn't have a nail gun.
No, I yeah. wouldn't have done that.
And no, you know, there's crazy women out there. I know I had some crazies back in my time. Who one said she was going to marry me.
That they would even date you is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Here's the question I have. Why?
Yeah.
Once it's over, why do you care anymore to follow this person around? You already know they don't like you.
Yeah.
And you learn that, I think, when you get older.
Right.
That you look back on the crazy and silly things you did to save a relationship that was failing. Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah, I agree.
And you just think that they're going through the time in their life. They just can't see it right now. Yeah. They really do love me still.
Yeah,
they just don't see it.
Yeah, and you really can't force yourself on someone else who doesn't want you anymore.
Heidi, is that what they told you?
I know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.